Tutu Lataton is a marketing lead for YouTube in sub-Saharan Africa. She is a speaker on digital growth strategy, brand building, and storytelling. Welcome to the show, Tutu.
Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Thanks. Okay, so my name is Tutu, just T-U-T-U, easy to call. I've been in product marketing for, I'd probably say, the last 10 years, but doing it specifically at Google for the last five. And my role basically is working as the marketing lead for YouTube in sub-Saharan Africa, which I quite enjoy, thinking about how the platform and this creative economy is leveraging the power of technology and storytelling and content. So it gives me an opportunity to learn, to engage with people, to understand users, but more importantly, to connect with that whole creative ecosystem, which I totally love. On a personal side, beyond my work, I call myself a creative, right? Because I paint. So I use my hands a lot. I paint, I mold. I do a lot of creative things. I like to build structures. I like to do events. I started a company which is into sustainability called Green Spaces, and it's all about creating urban green spaces. So I do find time to play, but to be super creative in multiple ways, which I quite enjoy. And I love food. I love plant-based food. I eat a I'm not vegan yet or vegetarian, but I do eat a lot of plant-based food, which I think is very healthy and helps. So that's me.
I like it. So sub-Saharan Africa, that's a large area with a lot of people. How do you start that job?
Sub-Saharan Africa. So we call it SSA for short. So it's probably about 46 countries, which includes Francophone Africa. Probably about 1.1 billion people in this side of the world. But it's a young population. I think the median age is roughly about 18 to 35, but it's a young population with a lot of energy, a lot of passion, a lot of creativity. So there's always a reason to get up in the morning and think about all the opportunities untapped with this region, especially with the young population that is available, right? So in doing my role, I'm just constantly walking in the shoes of, I live in Africa, I live in Nigeria. So I am walking in the shoes of an African, I'm walking in the shoes of an SSA person, user. And in doing that, that makes my job fun because I can relate, I can connect. I'm inspired by the opportunities here and the opportunities that technology is enabling. So that makes me sort of wake up every day thinking about how do I conquer the challenges we currently face now in this region? Or how do I sort of tap into the opportunities available to make this product useful and helpful to the everyday African?
And what is success? Is it helping people to tap into their creativity and put their work into the world and make money?
Mm-hmm. What is success? And this question is in relation to my job or just what is success in general from my perspective?
Both.
Okay. What is success in general from my perspective? I think waking up every day knowing that you are living your best life, right? You are doing the best things. You know, when you wake up every day and you feel like you own your time, you own your freedom, you're adding value to the world, you're growing in many ways, you're not confined, you're not stuck, right? Those are the things that I feel are success. And success is objective. It's subjective rather. It's not necessarily one size fits all. So to me, it's living a life of purpose, living a life that allows me to think of my legacy, and just waking up every day with an excitement that there is value in what I do. That's what success is. And then when it comes to my job, I think ultimately, how am I being helpful, right? How is what I'm doing being helpful to people? How am I creating the opportunities for people to discover that they can succeed they can become better, they can be inspired, they can be educated, right? And so every day when I think about the platform like YouTube, one, it's a search engine. Secondly, it has houses millions and millions of content, both inspirational, educational. And I feel like a lot of learning, once you don't know what you don't know. So just taking up the time to just go discover new things, connect with a global audience, connect with people who are telling their own stories, it's a great opportunity. So as I think about success every day, I think about how do I help people discover the value of the platform, not just to learn and inspire, but also to think about how they build their own brands, how they can monetize. There's a concept we use, you probably know about it, the hustle, right? We are in a creative economy right now where the average young person can think about technology as a gateway for scaling their technology, for building a global brand, for connecting with users. So I think about how that platform I work with can also be a great tool to help people tell stories, find an audience, and make money.
That's all music to my ears. So I appreciate that. The idea of a personal brand, is that commonly thought of in SSA?
Oh, of course. I think everyone, whether SSA or not, should think about their personal brand, right? What am I putting out there? What do I want people to know about me? I think it comes with a certain level of self-awareness, firstly. But once you know who you are and what value you can bring and what kind of stories you want to tell, right, what kind of engagement and connection you want to build, it helps you build your personal brand. And as you know, it's what people perceive about you that is out there. So I think for every young person, and in spite of whatever region you are, anywhere in the world, thinking of your personal brand in this digital age is super imperative.
Which certainly makes sense. And when you tell people that, you say, well, the personal brand is, I want you to think about how you want people to think of you and engage with your work. Is that obvious to most people, or do they need a little bit of help and say, okay, have you ever thought about this? What do you want to be doing? Is it?
I think ultimately there's a mindset thing that is important here. So the concept of personal branding sort of plays into marketing in a certain way, right? A lot of people do not see themselves as brands yet, because the concept of brand is it has to be something that's tangible, intangible. So sometimes it's associated with products versus how you see yourself as a brand. So yes, there is a bit more education that sometimes tends to happen with helping people see themselves as a product, right? as something that you want people to associate value with, right? The same way you see the Nike swoosh and you know that's Nike, right? It's the same way you want people to have some sense in with who you are, what you do, what you put out to the world. So those conversations tend to happen. It's more intuitive if the person is already in that space and it's brand building, storytelling. But for a lot more younger people coming into the tech space or coming into the content space or just looking at life, there is a bit of education that definitely tends to happen.
Which certainly makes sense.
Yeah.
In terms of the structure, systematic business end of being a creative person, how do you coach people on the amount of content to create, the volume to release it on? How do you think about that?
Okay. So I think first thing first, I'm learning to be a better storyteller. So I'm not necessarily there yet, but I quite understand that it's important for captivating and finding ways to deeply connect with people, right? And it goes beyond just telling stories. It has to evoke emotion. It has to spark some level of imagination with people. So I'm on that journey of learning. But as I talk to young creatives, I think the first thing is great storytelling taps into emotions, right? Whether it's of joy, sadness, hope, fear. You have to find a way to connect with people on an emotional level. That's what makes you become remarkable, and even people remember you based on that. So a lot of people definitely struggle with storytelling. And one on that. Relatability is also another thing. You need to find how your message sort of has a universal theme with people and their aspirations as a storyteller, right? Your lens is very, very important, but it has to make sure that people can find themselves in your story in one way or the other. So the first thing I ask people is, what's your niche? And sometimes your niche doesn't necessarily have to be the fact that you're confined to one thing. It's just a starting point of what would you do comfortably? Like you, if you're somebody who enjoys cooking, for example, and I use cooking as a reference because, I mean, food is something we all eat, I hope, as a good reference. If you're someone who enjoys cooking on a regular basis, right, it just comes to you. You like hosting. That's something that could be a niche, right? Because whether you're creating or not, you're cooking, you enjoy, it's a passion point. So it's something you would do with very little energy, right? Likewise, if I love to paint, if as an artist, right, it would come to me naturally to pick up a paintbrush, mix my oil painting, take a canvas and put my creativity on a canvas, right? That comes to me naturally. So the first thing is, what would you do that comes to you naturally? You don't need to overanalyze and think about it too much. And how do you expand on that and then put your story into it? That's number one. How do you have an engaging narrative? I think it's very, very important for people to think about the plot, right? How you take people on that journey from the beginning to the end, right? What's the suspense? At what point do you want to climax the story? You always have to think about the literature behind your content. It's very, very important. I think being authentic is another one. Despite the fact that we're watching you on a screen as a creator, as a creative, sometimes people can tell whether you're authentic or not, right? Just based on how your communication lands. And I think giving room for vulnerability is very, very important. So in doing all of this, how do you immerse people in your own conversations by being true to who you are? Just avoiding all those contrived elements, right? And breaking down barriers. I think the best storytellers are those that can tap into vivid imagination, right? They're being descriptive. They're able to help people paint a picture. And that's the thing about being a creative in this industry. You want people to see the big picture, right? As you tell and land your story. And even that comes across even in your cooking, right? A clear message is important. What's the moral of the story? What are you hoping to get out of it? There's quite a number of things. So I think it sort of has a way which it connects to literature in a certain way, which is what I think about storytelling. And so for creators to be successful, that those are some of the core things. But I think the ultimate thing is consistency. There are a lot of people who start off the journey super excited, pumped, already know what they want to do. They start, but you know, there's so much distraction going on. You're thinking about, how do I create for TikTok? How do I create for YouTube? How do I create for Instagram? You're all over the place, right? And then you get burnt out, or you're overwhelmed, or you're looking at what other people are doing, right? And we tend to compare a lot, like, how is she doing it? And sometimes those kind of things tend to sort of demoralize you in a certain way. They make you lose confidence in what you're doing. So I think it's very important to think, what is my consistency factor and how do I build on that? Firstly, it's a learning curve. There's no good or bad content, right? What you need to do is, okay, the version I did last week, how can I make sure it's better, right? And create a shadow. Creating a shadow means, if I am a creator, I find that people love watching my content. Oh, let's even use the cooking reference. People who cook more on weekends. So I want to drop a video every Friday at 5 p.m. That's something you have to commit to do, so that your audience knows that there is going to be a video from you every Friday at 5 p.m. and they look forward to watching those videos. Being consistent is the best way to grow. And then optimizing your content for the different platforms, right? And that's what you think about. How do I optimize for YouTube? How do I optimize for Instagram? How do I optimize for TikTok? And you can repurpose, you can put the same content out there. So you would have audience who are following your footprint across the different platforms. But being consistent is probably the only way to grow as a creator, right? And take learnings, find inspiration from what other people are doing, enhance what you're doing. Taking inspiration from somebody else isn't a bad idea in any way, even if people might think you're copying, but it's just be inspired to keep evolving, I think is the narrative there, right? And then this is some of the things that help, right? Think, find opportunities to collaborate as well. I use the food reference, and I don't know, it's just an easy reference to continue to use. But as a creator who loves to cook, how do you find other creators who do, who have similar passions and love doing it, and collaborate with them to create content around food, right? Explore, in SSA, I always say, as a creator to succeed, explore tapping into new markets. Like if you're based in Nigeria, other creators in Ghana, for example, that you can cook something together, their audience will cross over to you, your audience will cross over to them, and then you're expanding your footprints outside of the country in which you coexist, right? You're moving into new markets. That's the way I look at it. So collaboration is important, consistency is important, optimization is important. I mean, the you have to think about the science behind the platform and the technology behind each of those platforms. How do I make sure I'm optimizing for keywords that I want people to find me, right, when they search for me? Those are some of the key imperatives, right? So, I mean, there's quite a lot, but hopefully those ones helped.
Yeah, 100%. It very much answered a lot of the questions that I had about the consistency of how much I should be producing. And you covered most of the questions that I had, so I appreciate that. Because it is a lot. And I know that
it is a lot, yeah.
To your point, when we are overwhelmed and we get out of the gate so fast and we're really excited and enthusiastic at creating content, and then we slow down a little bit and life gets in the way, and all of a sudden I'm not posting every Friday. So how do I keep myself doing that? How do I keep myself motivated?
Yeah. I think the motivation... So it's something that you have to work on as a creator, right? I think once you start, and that's why, what's your goal for even getting into it in the first place, right? If your goal is to make money, for example, or just grow, build your brand, taking those initial baby steps and seeing results should be one of the things that would motivate you, right? Building a brand, once you start seeing that people are subscribing to your content, they're following you, they're engaging, they're sharing your content, that I think is motivation. Likewise, if you're also able to monetize your content, the first dollar that gets into your account, I mean, that should inspire to say, okay, you know, if I can make $1, I can make this $10, right? And you now start being inspired by that. And then if you're wise, stronger beyond money, what you're passionate about, what you do, you want to tell stories, you want to impact lives, you want to inspire people, I think just the comments, the positive energy you put out there should find a way to reward you to continue to do that. So there's quite a number of things that you take into it. I think it's also important for creatives to take mental breaks when they're overwhelmed or they're burnt out, right? And that's not a bad thing. You could decide, you know what, I want to make my content 6 episodes every quarter. So you have time to do other things, right? And people know that. But don't feel compelled to always like crash and burn just because you want to create content and be out there all the time. Yeah.
I love it. It makes sense. Well, Tutu, thanks so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you?
Oh, okay. So I'm a storyteller. I'm going to continue to be a storyteller. Right now, I'm working on a website, but you can engage with me on my LinkedIn. It's my name, Adetutu Ladeton. Check me out on LinkedIn. I'm also called Dear Adetutu on Instagram. Right. I do share quite a number of things, but LinkedIn definitely is the best place to engage with me right now.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed as much as I did, show Tutu your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Find her on LinkedIn and Instagram, and I will link both of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Tutu.
Thank you so much.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.